This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We're in a series of podcasts in which I'm trying to answer some of the questions that you all have emailed in about various angling techniques. Somebody had asked about how we fish discolored water, how bad the water has to be before it's too discolored to fish. Actually, when the water is just slightly discolored, let's talk about smallmouth now. Let's just talk smallmouth and we'll get on trout on another day. Smallmouth fishing, the water is slightly discolored. You can probably take more big fish under these conditions than you can when it's crystal clear, for the simple reason the bass just aren't as wary. Now, how discolored is too discolored? Well, from my own personal fishing, if I'm standing in water knee-deep and I can clearly see my feet, I feel comfortable with that. If the water is so discolored that I can't see my feet in water knee-deep, then I figure that's pushing it a little bit. Flies. What flies do we do? Well, Vince Marinaro, who was one of my superheroes, strongly believed that the darker colors, especially the black, was better because the fish could see it better in the discolored water because of the contrast. This would say the Murray's Helgramite, the Murray's Mad Tom, that type thing. Now, one day, about 3 years ago, I was doing a smallmouth school here on the North Fork of the Shenandoah River on a Saturday and a Sunday. Saturday, the water was in great shape. Saturday night, a storm came in, caused right discolored water. I told the kids that we could just give them a refund or we could go to the river and make the most out of it. Well, nobody wanted to go home. They all wanted to fish and make the most out of it. Well, when we got to the river, there was it hadn't raised that much. This was what we call quick water. It came down quickly, goes out quickly. But anyway, when we got to the river, there was more color there than I had expected to see. But these were all 10 people in school were pretty good fishermen. So what I did was get them out 20, 30, 40 feet from the bank in area that they could comfortably wade and had them cast back toward the bank. What happens under these circumstances, a lot of the bass pull over there to feed because they're comfortable in that shallower water. I'm talking about fishing in water now that's maybe knee-deep to hip-deep. The bass are comfortable back in there. Put people out off the bank, casting down and across stream, back against those banks, and we had fantastic fishing. I've never forgotten that, and even though it's been several years ago, I have often relied on this in my own fishing. Now, if we want to talk about what we've got this year, with all the snow on the ground, my son and I fished Sunday. We got skunked, but we gave it a try. But actually, the color of the water was surprisingly good, and considering we've got 2 feet of snow on the ground, I was surprised the water wasn't higher than it was, and I was surprised that we didn't have more color. So what we're going to have here, as soon as the water warms up a little bit, let's say within the next month, when that water starts warming up, even with a little color in the water, I think we're going to have some fantastic smallmouth fishing. But again, you may want to get out from the bank, either by floating or wading, and cast back in toward the bank using a dark fly. Strip it just as slowly as you can. What do I call slow? Well, I strip it about 6 inches every 10 seconds or something like that. You want it to go as deep as you can get it and as slow as you can get it. And since you're fishing back along the bank, you will bump the bottom some. I was using a Scientific Angler Sync Tip 3 Sunday, and I did hang up some on the bottom. However, don't ever assume any bump, any stop, anything is the bottom. If you feel anything or even think you feel anything, you set the hook quickly because that might be your big bass for the season. If you get hung up, flip it off, and go again. But that's the way we handle our discolored water. Is there ever a time it gets too discolored? Oh, of course there is. But if you just got slightly discolored water, and that thing I'm talking about, standing in the water knee-deep and look at your feet, you're pretty comfortable with that. So this is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. Be glad to try to answer any questions you have. I enjoy doing this. And, you know, if you want a personal answer, just call me on the phone here at the Fly Shop. Thank you very much.